Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. Young Vermonters often leave the state in search of higher-paying opportunities in big cities, but increasingly, tech and engineering jobs are available right here. And at last weekend's Tech Jam in Burlington, job seekers hope to make connections with just those employers. VPR's Annie Russell was there.
At Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, job seekers showed up with resumes in hand, and companies were ready to greet them. Much has been said about Burlington's growing tech industry, and nowhere did it seem more robust than the 8th annual Vermont Tech Jam. The event was part job fair, part tech expo, and featured over 40 employers with current openings. Those fields range from healthcare IT to graphic design to software development. And it's important to note how broad a term tech has become. Kathy Resmer is an associate publisher at 7Days and one of the event's organizers. She says there are some unexpected fields under that umbrella. Manufacturing, for one. Resmer noted Mack Molding. It's a manufacturing company based in Arlington.
They're making very high-end medical and industrial manufacturing equipment, but they're also looking for engineers and some of the same types of people that you need at places like IBM.
And talk of IBM was very much in the air. The job fair came less than a week after the company announced its chip division, including the plant in Essex Junction, will be transferred to the control of California-based company Global Foundries. While Global Foundries has indicated the Essex jobs aren't going anywhere yet, some IBM workers here say they're skeptical. They're looking for other options.
Lots of resumes, lots of worried folks that like working there. They're just uncertain of what's going to happen.
Glenn Gerkins is a recruiter for MyWeb Grocer, a tech company based in Winooski. He says he's spoken to quite a few current IBM employees. But he also said he was surprised at how many young people, middle schoolers even, showed up to Tech Jam. Gerkins says an event like this may shed light on what opportunities exist in Vermont.
I think it goes back to trying to get them to realize what's here and that you don't have to leave the state in 7 or 8 years after you graduate.
Still, some job seekers aren't so sure. Emily Miller is a senior at UVM and an engineering student. She says it'd be nice to stay here, but not necessary.
For me, it's more of the job than the location. I can make anywhere work if I love my job.
For Miller and others like her, it's up to Vermont companies to offer the kinds of jobs that inspire graduates to stay. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
And this note that VPR was one of the sponsors of the Vermont Tech Jam.